windmill. Each one teach one a soft infinity. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Giselle Sanat Rodriguez. I am a singer and I play the cello.
And my name is Ben Barson. I play the baritone saxophone and I contribute a lot of compositions to the group. Our group is named the Afro-Yaqui Music Collective. The Yaqui are a indigenous nation based in the state of Sonora in Mexico, and they're known for their defense of water and rivers. There's actually, even though they're in a kind of a desert region, they've been defending this river from all kinds of kind of agro-business and corporations that have been trying to divert it for a long time. They also were never colonized. They were fierce warriors. They've been called the Spartans of the Americas. And Giselle Zanoth Rodriguez has Yaqui ancestry. And so our mission is to combine jazz and funk and even some hip hop with the music of Mexico and indigenous peoples across the world, really.
I was an opera singer when I met Ben, and he completely turned me into being active, changing the world. Talking about Mirror Butterfly, the focus is on climate change and how like it affects migration. We must reflect our times, as Nina Simone said. It's imperative. You cannot just look away all this injustice that's happening. We have to make people hear, make people understand what's going on and how to face these issues.
You know you'll give your life for this. You know we know it too. Fear made you forget it, forget your nature. Fear made you forget fertility is part of labor. That fear was leading you, pulling you away from me. You gotta get closer. You know
we think in like 20 or 30 years, the only thing anyone is going to be talking about is climate change. You know, it'll be like, New York is underwater. It's impossible to live in Mexico City. I mean, these are actual predictions that are being made, you know, right now. And we think that it's really important for us to start building like an alternative vocabulary today to think about these things. Because our opinion is that, and not just our opinion, but the United Nations and a lot of other organizations, is that the best way to really create a sustainable future is to empower indigenous communities to preserve their ecosystems.
Waste of war comes down like the night. What will break you first, you or what you fight? What will break you first, you or what you fight?
Everyone in the band is passionate about that. I mean, maybe not everyone in the band wakes up every day and says like, oh, I'm gonna go like, you know, protest at the, you know, the refinery or something, but they all care about it deeply. And it's hard to find a musical vehicle to express that concern and that care. And so we're proud of ourselves for having found a formula where it's okay to talk about these things, where it's okay to lift people's spirits up while also drawing attention to the serious dangers we face. And we think we found, you know, a solution to it that, you know, in terms of indigenous solidarity across the world.